Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, 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 it's your boy in the natty. That is short for Cincinnati. And when I say your boy, you know who it is. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, look, it's amazing to be back and at it. Another week, another month. Oh, my God, another month. It's April 1st. April Fools. Man, I wasn't even talking about April Fools. I just a second. I am not kidding. I just remembered because I'm looking at April 1st. April Fools. Oh, my, what a cruel joke. Not pursuing your dream can be, and it can be the worst kind of April Fool's joke. I'm free, April Fool's. I found my purpose, April Fool's. My boss loves me, April Fool's. Go to college, get a job, retire, be happy, April freaking Fool's. Come on, now you know better than that. Man, I just get so jacked up when I talk about this stuff. I have been blessed to have spoken to so many people over the past 90 days who booked a call on my calendar because I know now. I mean, let me tell you something. If you're not talking to your audience, do not hide behind a computer. Don't do it. Don't hide behind a computer. And if you don't have an audience, go get one. It is not difficult. It is not difficult, my friend. I want to share with you. Let's talk about this today. All right. Let's just grip it and rip it. Let's talk about getting leads. All right. And everybody needs leads. Everybody needs customers. Repeat after me. Customers are good for business. I don't do any really paid advertising. This is my only form of advertising is my podcast, and I love doing it because it's kind of like me giving a big F you to the enemy, to the devil, who tried to keep me down for so many years and made me a stutterer, you know, gave me this nasty, nervous, stuttering problem, tick, stammer, whatever you want to call it, and I hated it, and it gave me a lot of, and I think the reason why I still carry a lot of this bravado and self-confidence is, and I'm not even saying that's a good thing, but that it's my makeup, man. If you know anything about me, then you know that, you know. And I'm not even saying I'm proud of it because it's caused me to lose a lot of friendships over the years. The fact that I was just so damn arrogant and cocky and full of boast and pride and all that stuff. And the reason I did that, I think, I've never been to a psychologist or anybody, therapist or anything like that, but I think I'm almost pretty sure it's because I did that to hide all of my insecurity. All of those inadequacies that I felt as a person. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm just this college dropout, stutter, broken, spiritually broken, financially broken person. I need to figure out a way to hide all of that. And it was just pride. It was arrogance. And if I've done anything to personally offend you, I apologize. It's not certainly anything that I'm proud of, but look, man, it's just who I am. I'm sorry. Or who I was, rather. Who I am right now, I'll tell you what. I'm a work in progress just like you are, but I'm fishing in a pond for people who want to launch a movement. That's all I'm doing right now. And I'm trying to be as transparent as a glass of water. I'm trying to be very authentic. I'm trying to do it in a way that is affordable for everybody to get started. That's why I do this call. That's why I do that 30-minute call. By the way, if you haven't booked your call, go to launchwithsam.com, L-A-U-N-C-H, launch as in launch your dream. Launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call. I promise you, I will guarantee success. And I know not a lot of people say that. You got to define what success is for you when we get on the call. We put a program together. We work together. And if you don't get that result and you've implemented the very simple strategies I've told you to do, we'll just keep working together until you get it. I don't know anybody else that does that. Do you? Maybe you do. I don't know. It's called guaranteed success. Ask me about it when you book your call. Look, I want you to be free, man. I want you to be free. Go get some leads, and getting leads in business, I don't think is that terribly difficult. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you define the result that you bring to somebody else. And you find people initially who don't have that result that they want. And you don't need to be snake oilsy about it. You don't need to be like a lot of people. You don't need a funnel, you know, landing page, thank you page, sales page. When you get to that point, that's great, all right, because that's going to optimize this whole movement that you want to launch, this idea that you have. You're going to be able to monetize that. I train a lot of speakers. I train a lot of marketers, but I train just good people. And as I talked about when I podcasted with Luke last Friday, how about that podcast, Luke Madeus? Wholesaling real estate. If you listen to the show, you found out real quick. Yeah, the guy's going to do seven figures this year, wholesaling real estate with a real, I mean, you talk about a really ridiculously simple idea. That's about as simple as it gets, you know, connecting a buyer with a seller. You have no money in the game, no skin in the game, and yet somehow you're making a lot of money doing it. But it was that podcast was all about passion. It was all about passion. Luke goes out, his lead was go find motivated sellers. And they're there. You just got to make, you just got to help them know that you're there. They want to get out of a piece of property somehow, some way. And then you find an investor who's got cash, which is billions of people out there. And you connect the two and you get paid a nice fee, whether that's $5,000, $10,000. Luke talked about his first deal, $37,000 he made with no experience and never did it. But in order to find leads, you got to go out and speak authentically to individuals who are in pain and they want to get out of that pain. And I'm not talking about we take advantage of people that are in pain. That's not a very nice thing to do. But you find who's the right person who could benefit from your intellectual property, your expertise, or your service. If you're a contractor, a handyman, my God, I don't even know how you get somebody like that to your house, because like I talk about all the time on the show, I live in a 200-year-old farmhouse. We're always doing little, you know, projects. Right now, the weather's breaking in April. And I got a lot of outdoor work on my deck. I got some roof stuff I got to take care of. Can't get a guy, a qualified individual over to my house. And if I do, it's 90 days and I'm paying top dollar. So you want to do business with me? In that respect, that's my pain point. If you live here, come over to my house and start doing. I need the work done. It's not difficult. I shared the always talk about the individual who I hired many years ago on Craigslist named Mark. What was it, 6-7 years ago, was paying him $25 an hour. Now he's making $25,000 a month running a team of 15 to 20 people. It all started with just a Craigslist ad. You know why? Because he put the pain point in there. Carpentry, light electrical, plumbing, inexpensive, show up on time. And you know what he did? He called me back. That's all he did. He just called me back. And when he called me back, he made an appointment. And guess what he did? This is crazy. You won't even believe this. He showed up. He called me back, made an appointment, and he showed up. Now, in that space, when you're dealing with contractors on Craigslist, that's 9/10 of the job right there. That's it. I mean, you're getting the job. And then when he showed up, he didn't look like, you know, somebody that you wouldn't want in your home, which is surprising, again, in the sense that contractors are working in and around a home. They're dealing a lot of times with families, a wife and children who are home while the husband's possibly out working. Or just in general, you're around families and you smell like a burnt cigarette. Your clothes are tattered and dirty. You just hygienically, you're not there. That ain't going to land you the job. I mean, it might, and somebody who's super desperate. I've hired those individuals. And here's another shocker. Never worked out. Isn't that something? And here's the way I went about it. You know, I want to be that one that helps this guy. I want to be that person. Like, I'm feeling like Jesus today. I need to help this person. When in fact, they need to help themselves first. Like, they're not putting their best foot forward. And I wanted to be Jesus, and I wanted to help them, and I wanted to give them the shot that maybe nobody else would give them. And it ended up them stealing money. One guy had to have the cops come, the sheriff, and get him off my property because he wasn't doing the job. I wanted to fire him and didn't want him back again. And I mean, it was just terrible. You know, the ones that usually work out are the ones that just followed those first two steps. They put an ad out there. They called me. They set the appointment. They showed up. And they were able to solve the issue with pain. All right. That's kind of where I'm going with today's show, is finding leads is not difficult. The first thing you need to do is get out there. Tell people what it is that you do. And if you're struggling with figuring out, which is no small issue, so many people do, and this is my market, you know? If you're struggling with, what is it that I do? Well, I don't even understand what the result is. That's why we need to get on a call. That's why I got to book the call. And then when you figure out what it is you do and the result that you provide, how do you go about monetizing that? Like, what is the solution that's easy enough to put in the words, that you can convey to people. And what should you charge? You know, I want to quit my job, or I want to replace my income, or I want to start making 5, 10, 20 grand a month doing this because I absolutely love it. But how do I even go about doing that? That's why I book calls. That's why I do what I do. And for me, finding leads is using this podcast and the occasional email to my list. And that's it. The rest of the time, I'm a dad. Look, I don't want to be a slave to a business. That's what I left for 15 years. I want to be a servant to my family, to my church, to my community. And I want to just try to be a better person. I can't do that having a job. I can't do that spending 45 minutes in traffic one way, 45 minutes home, then thinking about it at night. I can't do that. That doesn't serve anybody. That's not in my opinion. I mean, just I can't do that. I'm not serving and being the best version of myself when I'm doing something I don't enjoy doing for people I don't enjoy working with. It's just that is the beauty of entrepreneurship is you get to pick who you work with. You get to choose the passion that you pursue. And is it, you know, always at the very beginning going to be a lot of fun? I don't know. I mean, I think it's a lot of fun, but I'm all about the journey. I'm all about the process. I'm all about the person you have to become along the way. Because once you land the big sale or the big stage or the big client or something like that, ironically, this is wild, man. This is wild. And if you've ever done this, then you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of anticlimactic. It just is. It's like, okay. Now I got to go do it again because that feeling I felt along the way, the journey, the process, it's gone. I got to go get it again. That's why I go hunting for leads. Yeah, I do it. I do it because it's fun. I love the calls. As I mentioned at the very beginning, I love these calls. If you haven't done it yet, just get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. I want to talk to you. I promise you there's a way. If you can have an open mind, I mean, if you can just come to the call, oh boy, I heard it's expensive. No, I got a program for you. Don't worry about it. It's all customized. We figure it out on the call. I want to know that you want to go after your Saturday. That's all I want to know. Because if we get on the call and you're hemming and hawing and you're arguing for your limitations, the call's not going to last very long. If you get on the call and say, hey, Sam, I got a wide open mind, man. I want to do it. Let's do it. I want to talk to you about going after my passion, and I want to share with you what it is or even what I think it is. Then we'll have some fun on the call, all right? That's just the way it works. That's going to work in your business as well. Be authentic. Be real. Let people know that the result that you provide to them, and ask them what they want, and then help them get it. It's really that simple. And so getting leads in business and getting prospects and getting sales and all of that, we all need it. That's how we survive. It's not difficult when you frame it correctly so the individual that you're looking for understands what it is that you do. There's people everywhere in every walk of life, offline, online, everywhere that want to work with you. Would you want to work with you? That's the question. Is your mindset such right now that you're coming at it from a position of strength and power? I'm not saying you got to be a millionaire. I don't want to be. You'll never see any advertising I have that shows me flaunting wealth. I don't want that. All right. I want people to understand that every day is Saturday. That's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. It's a mindset. And I want to help you get that. All right. Get on my calendar. And happy April, man. 3 months are gone. Are you kidding me? In 2019? Man, we're going to have so much fun the next 3 months. Are you with me? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.